What's up, everybody? Go ahead and take them shoes off. Come inside. What's up? What it do? Come on in. Come on through. It's your favorite host, Mama K, the Mommy and the Mogul. And today I got a message for y'all, honey. Okay? And if you are new to the village, welcome in. Go ahead and, you know, get settled in your home. You know what I'm saying? Let the kids play outside and you know, just join in with us often here at the podcast, in the podcast, and make sure that you tell other people about the things that you learn here and the game that you get put on that helps your spirit grow and helps you heal from things from your childhood and your relationships and life in general. Even if you're having money blockages on your life and you broke and your gas prices look like a dollar, and then, you know, money just starts flowing to you because of the things that I teach here, make sure you tell your people about it. All right, don't be stingy with this information. Don't be the type of person that wants to hold stuff to yourself. If you're healing, help the people around you heal. If you see they're headed down the wrong path or doing something that's not really, you know what I'm saying, help them. And it's 12-12. Wow, this is beautiful. Okay? So, that being said, today's topic of the day is heal the trauma so it stops coming out of your speech. Oh, my goodness. Listen. Let me go ahead and take a sip of my fresh orange juice real quick. Ooh, I hope you guys have your water, okay, or your tea or your juice, your blunt, and your blue pen and your notebook, because I need you guys to take notes. This message may not resonate for everybody, but you can still learn some things, and you'll be able to point it out when you see it, okay? And some of y'all have already seen it, and it irritates you, makes you feel weird, you know, or whatever. So follow along and let's go ahead and get it popping. Okay, so listen, this healing process is a beautiful thing. Sometimes it hurts, but it only hurts for a second. You know what I'm saying? It only hurts for a second. You wake up and it's like you are more powered up and you are more built up, and you just gained this type of strength from whatever you thought was once hindering you before. You're now much stronger than it, okay? So have you ever noticed somebody that's literally always bringing up old pain, like an old relationship or an old issue that they had with, you know, old friends or old family or old boyfriend, old fiance, husband, wife, whatever? They're still in pain. Or, check me out, hear me out real quick, family. Do you still blame your mom, your dad, your uncle, your aunt, your sibling, your old job, your college professor, your old whatever, for what they did to you? So now you got this guard up, or now you have this inability to love others, be open to others, as if we're not humans and made to actually love others. We're not meant to not love other people or be loved. Even animals know that, okay? So listen, if you do that and your new thought process is, that's just how I am. I'm talking to you. Somebody tells you about yourself and you hear and they tell you, and then you say, well, you know, I went through this and this and that with my last boyfriend, and, you know, he did this to me, and that's just how I am now. You know, that, like, that's just me. How is that just you? How do you allow somebody to make you shut out love? There's still pain there. That's what it is. It's not the fact that you don't want to love anybody or you're afraid of new love. It's you're afraid of old pain and you're running from it. I don't know who that part is for, but yeah, listen. You must write the story. I'm sorry, you must rewrite the story, because yes, you don't have control over what other people do, but you have full control over what you attract into your life, what you repel out of your life, and also you have control over rewriting the narrative, the future, where you're headed, and being released from your old paradigm. If you haven't watched, I believe it was like two podcasts, maybe three podcasts ago, you need to go watch those about the paradigm shift. Okay? That's going to go further and dive deeper into that. But you have to rewrite the old story your new story, because you can't bring your old life into your new one. You have to release it. It's kind of like that picture of where God has this huge fluffy teddy bear behind his back, and the kid is like crying because she don't want to give up the one that she's always had, that she's been in love with. But God, if you just let this one go, I promise you, I'm going to give you something better. If you just let this job go, I'm going to give you something better. If you just let go of the pain from that old job, that old relationship, that pain from your childhood, I'm going to let you have the beautiful abundance just like a child has. The beautiful marriage, the beautiful love, just like you deserve, just like I created you to have with the soulmate that I chose for you and not that you chose for you. You thought it looked good, but it was really just a romanticized thought of somebody else who was showing up as a certain person, but they could only do it for a certain amount of time, and then they became exactly who they really are. They showed you, right? And sometimes we don't even realize that hurt people hurt people. So some of y'all been bleeding on people that didn't even cut you. Bleeding on people that didn't even cut you. That's not okay. Because somebody else probably did it to you. But guess what? It's all the after effects of people attracting certain people into their life and going into this vicious cycle because they haven't healed the trauma. So it keeps coming out of their speech. So it keeps manifesting into these new relationships, and it keeps attracting because the universe in our mind is only going to give us what we focus on. So we're not... For the people that are not focusing on new love, or, you know, that there is great love out here, genuinely, they're focused on entanglements and they're focused on issues of what other people are going through. Because, you know, as much as there is drama and BS out here and crime and hurt and rape and all this other crazy crap, there is even more love and friendship and grants going out and people assisting and helping other people, people loving on other people, people healing and getting better from being hooked on drugs or being hooked on somebody's love, sexual addictions, whatever it might be. Okay? Release it. Rewrite your story. The old life, you can't bring it into your new life, because God will not let you have that new teddy bear that you don't really know what is. It's way bigger and way better than what you really, really want. Some of y'all don't even realize that God is within you. And that's why you're still depressed. You're still always anxious. No, it doesn't completely go away. No, it doesn't just disappear, but it happens way less often. Anxiety and panic attacks. You'll attract people who help you lessen the load, and people who don't make you feel bad about who you are. You'll attract new people who show you what it feels like to be in a healed environment. Don't get me wrong, it might seem boring because it's not toxic. I mean, heal people. We could do toxic stuff too sometimes. It's, you know, it's a little fun. Spice it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But all in all, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But all in all, you get it. Once you start making shifts, you're going to realize, wow, that's such a distant memory of me. Like, I remember, wow, I did have a relationship. And oh my God, wow, I really did have friends that treated me like shit. I really did hang out with some fucked up people. I really did used to play people. I really did used to talk shit about people in the group chat. I really used to hang out with people that don't have shit going for themselves. I really did. But it's a distant memory. It's not your life because you focused on how much greatness it is out here. How much love. How many people are really making it out the hood? How many people are really starting a business from scratch, from being broke one day and then randomly their orders are filled. Their business has succeeded because they pushed past their previous failures. They pushed past their teachers telling them that they would never be nothing. Their mama telling them they would never be nothing. Their granny and uncles and all of that shit telling them that they would never be anything. It pisses me off because some of y'all are still falling victim at this big ass age that we are. We have to mentally develop ourselves and grow within. Stop holding. That's why I charge for venting sessions now. 55-55, and you will get 45 minutes of my time, and I will also follow up with an intuitive message after your venting is done. I will let you talk and talk and talk about how you feel and embrace you. And then I will give you an intuitive message. Okay? But you cannot bring our old life into our new one. So what do? We release it. Then it becomes a distant memory. So if you know someone who needs help with healing an old relationship, healing from an old relationship, should I say, healing from family trauma, healing from friendships, healing from rape and molestation, or how they treated them at a job, a business partner running off on them, or a homeboy, whatever it might be, being passed around from home to home, losing everything. Help them help themselves and you by bringing them to the village. Let them know about this podcast, okay? First things first, you need to remove anything that holds the energy of this person. If you still got his drawers and his basketball shorts and his sweater and his blanket in your house, sis, throw it out, burn it, whatever you have to do. Stop letting that lingering energy have a place in your home. If you still have her lashes sitting on your windowsill or on her side of the bed, bro, you need to let that go, King. She's not coming back. Some of y'all don't realize that in order for the new to come in, we have to release the old. Some of y'all are holding on to furniture pieces and things that are keepsakes and things like that. And you don't even scrapbook. It's just collecting dust. You don't even have it looking nice on an altar or something. It's just collecting dust, or it's broken, or it doesn't work and it can't work. Yes, it might hurt a little, but they are always going to be with you. They are always with you. They are always with you. And if 14 means anything to you, or 14-14 means anything to you, please take this message. Number two is going to be, use the full moon to release any and everybody that no longer serves your greater good. Oh, by the way, for number one, if you live with somebody and, you know, you can't get rid of their things or whatever, maybe it's family, toxic family, I would definitely purchase a vibe kit from me. If you need one, let me know so that you can take, you know, baths or showers, or, you know, if you are a sativa advocate, roll up with intention. You know, or if you need pieces created with maybe some black tourmaline so that, you know, you can protect your space and your place, and drive out the negativity, you can also put some salt around your bed on the floor. If you have carpet, it's cool, or your windowsills above your door. You know what I'm saying? Because the salt is going to keep the negative energy, evil energy, demons, all of that out. Pray through your room. Cleanse your space. If they don't like the smell of sage, only do your room if you can, or just do Palo Santo. Get you some essential oils to relax yourself, like lavender. But you do not let the outer circumstances affect your inner peace. You must continue to grow and you must continue to glow at all times, right? So, number two, use the full moon to release any and everybody that no longer serves your greater good and your peace with ease. Okay, so, you know, on a full moon, maybe the day before, go get you some moon water, get you some filtered water, put it in a mason jar, and put it outside with your stones and stuff to get the energy of the full moon. And you can use that, you know, in a bath, on the full moon, pour it in your bath, or you can wash your hair with it, or you can drink it, or wash your feet in it, whatever you want to do. I also sell vibe kits in the form of foot baths if you don't have a bathtub, okay? All right. But so you can also journal if you don't want to do the moon water. It's optional, you know, whatever you feel called to, that's what you should do, okay? Not just what I say. Also, you know, you could do your spiritual bath, like I said before, to, you know, release any and everything that no longer serves you and your greater good. And a disclaimer, if people leave you, do not chase them. If people start little petty arguments, you know, or there's a small misunderstanding and they get to tripping, look, that is the way that your higher self is showing you, the God in you, the God around you is showing you, you do not need to have this person in your life, because this small misunderstanding had them acting and tripping like this, or they, even if they're not tripping, they said something like this, or they did something like this, or reacted this way. Yeah, they're not meant for you. Small misunderstandings will reveal, you know, all of the things that are needed to be revealed. And last but not least, show yourself some love. Okay, after you done moved, released all of the things from other people, you done purged, you done cried, you done took your intentional bath, shower, cleansed your room space and all of that, and also protected it so that nothing else can harm your space or intrude on your space with a low vibrational energy, show you some love, you know? Write in your journal, write a love letter to yourself, or do some mirror work. Talk to yourself in the mirror, okay? Utilize the mirror with great intentions. Stop looking at, you know, things like they can hurt you. Look in the mirror and tell yourself how much you love you. You know, it might sound crazy, but it works. It might sound crazy, but it definitely works, okay? You'll just start seeing, you know, your money start flowing again, your creativity start flowing again, and all of these beautiful things. So, you know, heal that trauma. Or if you know somebody that's always talking about the things that they've been hurt by, that's why they're in the position that they're in. That's why they have been a hoe for the past 4 years. That's why they still hurt women or abuse women, because they've seen this in their relationship, or that they went through this with this, or, and that's just how I am, or maybe that's you, whatever. Send this to your friend group, your group chat. Send this to, you know, your coworkers. You never know what other people are suffering from. There's people that smile in your face every single day, and, you know, or they look like they have it all together on social media, but those be the same people that have been hurting or hurt so much, but they have to be strong for not only them and them other selves, other people, you know, and I get that. I know how that feels, you know. I'm a mom too. I get it. I understand. I get it. I've been sexually assaulted too. All of those things. I know. So, but you rewrite it. You redo your life the way you want to. You are in control. All right. But I really appreciate you guys coming by today. Make sure that you tag me on Instagram on your story. Let me know how you enjoyed today's podcast. You know, y'all need to get to making some really cute content, okay? The Village. And if you need content creating classes, my classes are $30, okay? $30 will get you a good hour and a half of a class. I'll give you homework and help you create a flyer for your business, your brand, or even like an invitation or something. And also show you how to make it into products as well, okay? But thank y'all so much for being here. Thank you to everybody that came out to my listening party. Thank you to everybody that has been sending donations through anchor.fm or Cash App or Apple Pay. Thank you for sowing your seed into me, you know, or even just sending this podcast around. Even if it's just been a dollar, I'm telling you, like, I really do appreciate you so much, you know. You decided to put your tithe into me, like, it means a lot, okay? And I don't be telling y'all that for no reason. Like, it really does mean a lot because I will do this forever. Even if I never received a dime for it, I'm going to do my best at all times to help others and develop others and just be my greatest self with you guys, because there is a greater good for us to be doing, and we need to be coming together to be building our village, not only in the podcast but in real life, cleaning up these neighborhoods, allowing these kids to have parks in the neighborhoods and play and live and laugh and have a great time and not have to go into the army if you don't want to, and still have opportunities that pay you even better than that, you know, being able to do what you love and not worry about the judgment of the outer society for your tattoos and your piercings and your colored hair, your kinky hair, your curly hair, your wavy hair, your colored skin, tone, texture, whatever. That's what I'm here for. And I love you guys so much, and I really do appreciate you. So make sure that you are always tuning in. I'll see you guys on Wednesday. Well, you'll hear me on Wednesday. But I love y'all, and I'll see you soon.